Today is March 22nd, 2024, and this is our daily devotion. The book we are using is called The Open Heaven, written by the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. Our topic for this daily devotion is Seek God First. Topic once again is Seek God First. A memory verse is taken from Psalm 63 verse 1. Psalm 63 verse 1. O God, thou art my God, hardly will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Let's do it one more time. O God, thou art my God, hardly will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Psalm 63, verse 1. O God, thou art my God, hardly will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Our Bible reading this morning is from Psalm 63, verse 1 to 8. Psalm 63, verse 1 to 8. Now we're reading the King James Version. O God, thou art my God, hardly will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wing will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee, thy right hand upholdeth me. That's the end of today's Bible reading. The topic once again is Seek God First. The story I shared yesterday reminded me of three Ugandan boys I met at a Christian program in Kenya. Those boys were probably hungrier for God than any of us at that program. During break time, while everyone was buying sandwich, those three boys would sit together, sing praises to God, and ask why they never ate when everybody else ate. And they responded that food was not their concern. Firstly, they had no money to buy food. Secondly, they said they were praying to return safely and not get arrested or even executed by the then Uganda military ruler upon their return. For 3 days, they had eaten nothing and were just glad to be there. For the rest of our stay, whatever little I had, I shared with them. I told them to write to me when they got back home safely, and they did to the glory of God. Your hunger for God should be such that you won't even remember to eat when it is time to seek Him. You should be so hungry for God that you are willing to risk your life just to know Him more. I get amazed anytime we call a fast and some people grumble. They are not hungry for God enough to fast for just a few days in the year to draw closer to God. In the 1970s, I used to gather some RCCT youth in a place called Youth Camp. Accommodation and feeding were usually included in our payment for the venue, but people rarely cared to eat after the session. I usually had to beg them to eat so we could not waste the food. They didn't care much for food. They only wanted the word of God. Jeremiah 15:16 says, "The word were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O God of hosts." What exactly are the things you are hungry for? Food, faith, money? But put them aside and let hunger and taste every day before God. Matthew 6:33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Beloved, please get your priority right. David, in our Bible reading today, said that his soul will follow hard after God. Can you say the same thing for yourself? Prayer point this morning. Father, let there be an insatiable hunger for you in my heart, in Jesus' name. Father, let there be an insatiable hunger for you in my heart, in Jesus' name. It's the end of today's Daily Devotion. I'll see you tomorrow. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah.